freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, revolutionradiofreedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com. Visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
You're what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
I think it does. And the server has joined. And here we go again. Why not Roundtable? I say, why not Scott, too? And he should be here sooner sometime. And this is Rev Radio. This is the number one place to be. It really is. Get to actually hear what regular people that don't get paid out the ass to say something you don't want to hear. And they tell you what, you know, what everyone's feeling. It's not what we think, it's what everyone thinks. It's you know, I'm not pushing anything here. So tonight we have Cindy back, and a good cinder. And we've got two feathers with us, and I'm going to add Sergeant and Scott. You might join us sometime. And I have to say, I enjoy it all. Go ahead,
No, I was going to say, I was just clearing my throat that, you know, like yeah. I was just saying, I thought we was on the air. And, you know, just letting people know it's always good to have new callers, you know, really enjoy the show that much. And they find themselves coming to have a listen because they enjoy the show, you know, they really do. Even if they come to listen, you know, it's great. Great to have people come and listen to, you know, intellectual thought, constructive.
I think so.
You know what I'm saying? Constructive conversation.
Well, the best we can, you know, for what we've got.
Yeah.
Like the commercial says. You're with us, right, Cindy? I think she was there. I might have dropped off. I could try that again.
She might be bad.
So, I don't know, you know, like what kind of show we should do tonight. I'm going to leave it up to you guys. I kind of feel like I think everybody's the host here. I'm starting to wonder if anybody should be a host. Like, yeah. I don't like control. I like to go with the flow.
Yeah.
So everyone on the call is the flow. You know, and I shouldn't even say that. But we're just going to have fun, and anybody's allowed to join us. especially through Skype, it's really easy to just contact one of us and get dropped into the call.
Yeah, won't you give that new Skype number out?
That's what I was about to do. I do have a number to call in. It's 484-604-0081, and I'll give it out a couple of times so that we have time to write it down. But anybody can call in now.
Yeah, say it again.
484-604-0081. And that's from Lenape, Pennsylvania, that Skype number. That should be interesting. And I've never used it before, so you're going to have to bear with me a little bit and see how that works, how we add people and stuff. Yeah. But it should work. You should be pleasantly surprised that we might have listeners out there. And I know we have Australians and English people and all kinds of worldly people on the radio. It is the number one place. And it's so interesting, the timing, and you know, like, what we're not up against anything. We're just really realizing what we have. Isn't that how it goes, you folks?
We're up against the clock!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that crap.
Yeah, you remember how they used to say that? We're up against the clock!
Oh, yeah, we used to fight for everything when I was young. There's always the testimony. See what you can be tested like.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's a new age now. It's time for what we think. And it's funny, we never got to think about it. And we're not even sure what we would do, right?
Yeah.
Like, the world's waiting to see what somebody might come up with to solve all this stupid. Who would believe the situation that we're in? Isn't it amazing what the dark side, I should say, is trying to see in the dark?
Yeah.
And it's a time of light, too. We have too much sun.
Yeah, they're trying to shine a light on Trump and Biden sitting there with all the freaking documents beside the Corvette ready to go blow his hair in the wind. You know? It's just like, I think this is a major cover-up, you know?
Well, it's a trick, you know, like a magic act. You're not seeing what the other hand's doing.
Yeah.
It's only because they've got enough money to pay off everybody, so you can't see the trick.
Yeah.
So how long will that last? And we know already what you're going to see when it stops, but it's no big deal. The joke is that you can't prove what's going on, that's all. You know it, you feel it, right?
Right.
So I'm pretty sure we're right. Right, too many times for sure.
Yeah.
It's with us. He might be the real show here, not me.
What's that? George the Crickets?
Oh, you like the Crickets? They are loud tonight. I got enough crickets to feed everybody.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite insects, really. I mean, not to eat, per se, but, you know, I just like them, you know?
Yeah. And if you're quiet enough, it's nothing but crickets.
Nothing but crickets. Yeah.
I don't think we're quiet enough anymore. I think we've had enough these days.
Well, it's not the fact that we're not quiet enough. It's the fact that we don't communicate enough with each other. You know, like when we speak amongst each other, I think it works when we collaborate and communicate. You know, I think it really works that way, you know.
I think it's the only way is to find out what everybody feels like. Like, do what everybody feels right about. It's not complicated to get it right so that we would feel good. Do you think your system is trying to do it right so you feel better?
Shit. Yeah, they say, how much more of your money can I get to bring over there to Ukraine? Because they need... And I was just watching Zelensky earlier. He's circling the earth, man. He's getting jacked up by all of these countries. All these countries are jacking him up, you know, with, we gotta stay in there and fund him to the end. All this stuff. And I'm like, man, really?
But if it's a circle action, it's probably pushing it too far. You know, like if people don't want to do it, didn't have to put into it. I think we got Sergeant with us too.
Hey, what's up, Sarge?
We'll call it. He's circling. I'm a little ahead of the game here. I think what it is it's time for what we think. Like, Rev Radio is the perfect place to just come up with a solution. And I think most of the world is ready for a solution. Just come up with a better way of living. That's how simple it is.
Well, I just think that, you know, I mean, yeah, that I would think that in the back of their mind, they're probably thinking that. But think about, let me ask you this question, why not? Let me ask you this question. And I want you to give me your honest answer that you could think of, right? If you're making a six-figure income, how much do you want a better way? In other words, do you think of it in one sense? Do you care about the little people, or you just care that you're enjoying your six-figure income and the hell with the little people? You're saying you want to enjoy, do you think they're looking for a better way, as you stated? Do you think that they found a better way? And but,
well, how can you enjoy it if you know, others don't have something too. It's a strange world, you know, when you look at how we try and get ahead of each other. And then you get so far that you're saying, you know, you're at a point where it doesn't really count anymore. You're so ahead. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, so I mean, if you're making, like, let's say, for example, like I was stating that you're making a six-figure income, and most right. people are looking for a better way, right? So, and you said it's time for a better, you know, we want a better way. So, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Better way is just, to me, it's the creator's way, you know, like a way where everybody benefits from, you know, the work that we all do.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is that we made up a system, not, you know, me or you, but we came into a system that's already made up to take from each other. That's probably the best word for it. And really, the kind of people that we all are giving people. So it makes no sense to us to, you know, like the whole thing doesn't make sense. How does it make sense to, you know, not have enough in a world that, you know, everything's got to be enough, or we wouldn't have populated it this much? Like, look at those grocery stores. They're overstocked most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, so they actually have to make up scarcity, like make it look like it's not as much on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got someone else for this at your background. But if anybody wants to jump in, just jump in. I think it's a time of change. That's all it is. It's when the like anybody can see it. That's where we're at. If anybody can see it, like Revelations, you know, how can you live with it if you can see what's going on? Like, really?
Really, yeah.
Like, look at your system. It's like the guy on the top is the biggest criminal, and everybody else is fighting to be the biggest criminal, bigger than him.
You know, I heard somebody say earlier today, I heard somebody say that what's happening is we have a system and we have a people. Let's just say you call it the uppity ups, right? So we have a system and a people that's going along with that system. It was being said right here on Rev Radio. Somebody was listening earlier today. And, you know, and it's like a criminalistic system almost. And I'm not saying people that are educated, you know, are criminals or anything, but, you know, as we learn, it's indoctrinating sinners. They don't care about what the rest are going through. You know, like I had stated on my show last night, with Sergeant Miller and I, the Cognitive Reality Show on Monday nights at 1 o'clock a.m. Central Time. If somebody want to come listen,
I listened to most of it last night.
Yeah,
so I usually fall asleep that way.
And it's not stating that, you know, affluent people, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, they're evil or anything like that, but when you don't care for a society that, you know, like so many people being underserved, and like I was stating last night on our show, that you know, most people, like down here we have hurricane season, right? So they tell, you know, they come on the airwaves and they say, you know, have a plan, contingency plan. You know, well, poor people don't have a plan. You know, most affluent people grab their freaking motor homes or, you know, the campers. They're already loaded up with all kind of emergency gear. And, you know, but what you think poor people do? Put clothes in the trunk of the car and freaking just book it out of town and don't know where the hell they're going. You know, how can they have a plan? You see, and that's what it is. That's where my point comes from, where, you know, are you making a six-figure income or seven-figure income and you don't even care about the little people? You know, where does that thought come in where you start to care, you know, where you give a little bit of, you know, saying something's not right here and they know it. And this is around the world. Look at Australia. I read that a percentage of Australians are being so impoverished, you know, and they were talking about that universal basic income. Is what I was speaking on, you know? So at some point, you know, they need to look at, you know, the way income is being distributed and the lower class. And, you know, they say the unemployed new name is homeless. And that's what I was expressing last night. That's what unemployed means is homeless. You could damn near say homeless. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I agree. You pretty much can't afford to take care of yourself even set up.
Perfectly said,
why not? Yeah, it's set up so that you have to do what you're told. Like, even my daughter used to say, it's like everyone else goes along to get along, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's just the way it is, she kept saying. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I'm trying to change it or something, but it's not like I'm trying to change anything. I'm just wanting to live. And how do you live when you know that this isn't living? It's just like slavery. And spent all my life, you know, wanting to afford more for my children. You know, like it wasn't about me. I just don't think you can do enough for children. So what do you think of the government when you think about it that way? Like, what do the children get out of it? Because we have a lot of old people that are, you know, deciding our children's futures.
Right. And you know what's one of the most beautiful thing too? That, you know, it's like I don't look at it as just the me, my, and the I. You know, I want for your children, my children, and everyone in Radio Land's children, and themselves as well, to enjoy all that this life has to offer. But it requires, you know, these people that have been back from the cotton gin days, you know, gain their wealth through generations of hand down, like the Walmart children, you know, 25 generations of wealth. That's what I'm talking about, you know. It's like when you look at that factor and you say, well, when do we begin? We know that our wealth wraps around the moon and shoots into the stratosphere instead of comes back to Earth. You know, it goes into infinity. You're like Buzz Lightyear off of Toy Story to infinity and beyond.
We can't add the number up. It's so big right now. We just haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
But that's what inflation does. You know, like it takes like that trinity or trillion number, you know, before you realize what inflation is. It doesn't get better.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem any better.
That's better.
There you are.
Hey. Oh, sort of good. Technical difficulties, probably a user error.
Oh, it's all good stuff here. Skype land. It's Skyped.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Like, we go through a lot because we're just the real people, not the high paid types.
High dollar crime?
Yeah, the criminals.
High dollar crimes. They're the ones that don't do any time.
Well, yeah, because they make the rules. And it's funny how that works.
I think nature makes the laws.
Well, that's the real way it works. How do we get back to that without all of this?
Dissolve it? Get some wine?
Why? Why just clean things up?
I just was going to make soap.
Wine and bleach. Yeah, right. It's not complicated to make soap. It's funny how simple that is.
I like vegetable-based soap myself, but that's a...
Cinder.
Yeah, this wealth disparity is huge. If, I mean, the 15% tithing is alone that could like really hugely impact the wealth disparity, but people seem to forget that this thing, I mean, I know that's written into that one book and stuff, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad idea to like somewhat try to disparage the gap. I don't know. I don't really have an answer per se. I just think the thing needs switched over massively because it's one puppeteer and like, or it's like, you know, one set of puppeteers and all these different puppets. They're just going to keep exchanging in and out, and they're going to keep playing that sleight of hand game until something gets too uncomfortable and they have to change. Otherwise, they're not going to change because it doesn't happen without discomfort. So some kind of press is going to have to happen because it's not going to.
Hand up your butt.
Go on its own. It's not just going to happily skip off like, oh, I'm making all this money. I have this like massive like over like sight on like all these menial people and my family's fine for generations and nepotism. We're good to go. They're not just going to give that up.
So they don't have a choice at this point.
Well, they're not going to. It's
obvious. I know they're not going to do it. That's what's so funny about the whole thing is like there's so many of us. And, you know, they keep acting like there isn't enough of us to get it or realize what's going on. But the real truth is, it feels like this. You can't deny that it doesn't feel right. Does it feel right to live like, you know, like you got to get up every day so you can retire and you don't even know what it's like to live?
Slave to the wage.
What's crazy is why don't they just give you what you want to do and you do so much more? Yeah, too fast.
No, I like the way she said that, slave to the wage.
I love the way she
said that. That's good, Cindy, though. Slave to the wage.
It's not good. It sucks. It's that thing. It's that keeping up with the Joneses. It's, you know, getting up and it's always looking for that next thing. It's that next minute, that next accomplishment. And that's great. We should be driven by satisfaction and like, you know, gratification to some degree, but that's not the next thing. We forgot what the moment that we sit in exists as. And that's where we get lost, I think, a lot of times is looking for that next one where I was trying to one up. And instead of that collaboration, like you're touching in on the beginning, Two Feathers, saying like, you know, 2 cents adds up. It does real quick if we stop compounding fractures. I hate compound fractures. We don't need any more fractures. We're fracking the frack out of the fracking earth. But if we compound interest instead and we add all that 2 cents together, it gets kind of uncommon sense.
What the hell
like, really?
Was that? What was that? Fracture.
Yeah, I was trying not to do the other thing.
Yeah, that was good.
Fractures are fracking.
I thought she was on a railroad car or something. Fracture.
I'm clicking down.
I think again.
fracture.
Yeah, that's where we're at. We've done it all. Let's do it right now.
Oh, that's good.
We tried everything that they could throw at us, every way that you could have a system of control. And we never thought to just try uncontrollably. You know, it's not anarchy. It's just you don't need a bunch of rules for good people.
Just a cookbook.
A cookbook will stop everything. Let's eat good.
I mean, gotta get the manual, put it in the oven till it cooks. The bananas.
All know how to cook good.
You bake it at 325.
Yes.
Two, 1.5 to 2 hours, and you're good. I'm and then he's
back on it.
Create the peel, right?
Yep.
We could do so much.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. You know, they I think what you know the truth is, you know, and I mean it's a shame that they did it this way, but I think what they did was they pulled back the reins since the 1970s, and that's what they did. You see, what they did was. They didn't have enough people coming out of college at the time. So what they said, well, what we need to do is we need to slow growth. You know, growth being that what you and all of us are doing when we spend into the economy. So they had to slow the economy. You notice that's why we're paying this super high inflation. Now they're saying that inflation is down to 4%. Now, if you were awake and you was listening to you know, doing research, you know, wherever you could find it, that they were saying that that the inflation would come down to 4%, but that's as low as it's going to go for the people that were awake and happened to catch it, which I did. So they saying that the 4% is basically where it's going to stay. So for you all to have a lookout, just to look out and see if it goes back to that 2%. Margin that they were looking to get back down to inflation rate. So if you see it go back to 2%, wonderful. But if you see it staying like we're in June right now, so if you see it within a couple months wind up staying at 4%, then you know that you heard it here at Revolution Radio that Two Feathers speaking about that 4% staying at a 4% rate. You know, and of course, you might have heard it somewhere else yourselves out there in radio land. I'm just stating a fact or a point, you know, of what they said. But
they also said that inflation will run away if they lower the rates. So it's this thing about controlling inflation. And we've got Sergeant with us, too.
Yes.
All right. How y'all doing?
Thanks, Sarge.
Roger Lima, Charlie.
Excellent, like usual.
Carry on.
You got to keep the gap between silver and gold. That margin has to stay within a certain range for it to not get out of control. So if that starts going wonky, I'm not sure what that percentage is, but there's like a certain margin that is supposed to sit between silver and gold, I believe. And it's been weird. It's been really high on one end. And that's why we've been sitting up so high.
Well, gold's been at 1900 an ounce. It has gotten back up to 2000, but it went back down to 1900. Now, I never saw it in the past week or so. Roger Miller might know, you know, a little more numbers on that than myself. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Oh, you're talking about the price of gold? I mean, that's been suppressed so long.
It's spotting out at 1,948.
Okay, see? I was right there, $48 short.
Silver's
$21 an ounce.
In silver?
Yeah.
23. Wow. It was supposed to be up. Yeah, that gap was sitting high on the gold for a long time. So if that inflation rate is supposed to go down, that silver should go up.
I heard
so I've been
talking.
Go ahead. Go first.
No, go ahead.
This is easy. Okay. But I was talking to these two girls, and they both were wrong numbers. And they both lived in San Fran. And they were both, like, real hot. Little, you know, like, young. Not that young. But they both wanted me to go into the Forex exchange and trade gold. Like, they said that's what they do. And they both took a while to tell me that. And now I'm thinking that they get, like, a commission if they get people signed up for it. And that they work out of San Fran, just so everybody knows that. I mean, I don't have anything against the Forex. I had a good friend from down in near Corpus Christi that was doing it. And he did out well, and I could make out well. You know, like, you can trade real easy on the market. You can watch the numbers and listen to the news and stuff. But you put a lot into it. That was where I drew the line, let's say. You know, to follow gold and silver. And it keeps reminding me of that song from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with, you know, silver and gold. For a lot. I just can't.
If you put through that much effort to be following something, I mean, like, if you're going to be invest, like, farmland is where it's at, land.
I agree.
A lot.
And platinum's probably a better deal if you're going to do Forex. And I don't know, Sarge, you probably save some stuff. It's a lot to try to follow, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, especially with the numbers game, I mean, they control the graphs. So they can, it's 1900, but you go to Saudi Arabia, it's probably 6,000-7,000. You know, it's,
Good point. The exchanges,
Yeah, the different exchanges. I mean, copper. I mean, we got a lot of elders in our neighborhood that, you know, they do scraps. And, man, they be hustling air conditioners, or they want that copper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, you know, them Cadillac converters with that, what is it, platinum in it. That's a crime spree nowadays.
It is.
A car. Man,
my car running funny. Might have ripped off your Cadillac converter.
Give me a can of the plant.
one guy put barbed wire. He put barbed wire all on his car.
Oh.
I said, man, yeah.
You done got mad. Oh,
this is the future. You gotta guard your precious.
Yeah. Oh, like, my neighbor's not so bad because, like, I had somebody come up to my door. They're like, hey, I'm so and so. I'm here to fix your car. I'm like, how'd you know my car was broken? Like, what the fuck? Like, why didn't you know that? So I ended up getting it over to the shop, and they hustled up this whole deal that they were going to do, like, the whole job for the Cadillac converter. They were going to trade me out. They were going to do all the labor and the parts and things and swap it out for me. And, like, so I was like, all right, cool. And I got it in there, and they're like, oh, it's post-market crap. I was like, well, you already said you'd do it. So I got some free labor.
So let me ask y'all this question. How does it make you feel? Okay, we're all familiar with inflation, right? So, all right, and then, all right, if I mention inflation, and then you all probably are familiar with hyperinflation. How does it make you feel to know that your tax dollars are going to Ukraine to fund this war, and they make inflation being brought up on us as a hyperinflation?
Mm-hmm.
Hyperinflation.
So, hype about it.
What word comes after hyper?
Good question. Do you know?
Active.
I don't.
Active.
You active.
Super Saiyan. Like Dragon Ball Z.
Hypermanic, hyperactivity, hypermania. I don't know. I guess it just means it's moving a little too fast for us to keep up, but I can keep up. But either way, it doesn't need to get all, like, hype like that, because, man, you got to get hyped to catch up to the hyper.
The next level.
I mean, how does that make you feel? How does that make y'all feel that knowing that our tax dollars are being hyperinflated because they feel like that deemed necessary to keep funding that war in Ukraine.
It's going to blow our whole town up. It's going to be awful. Because they just, I could feel the bowels. I don't know how it made me feel, but I felt the bowels of the earth start turning when they started making these tanks down the road. That's the only place in the country we got here that makes these Abrams tanks or whatever. And when they announced that in 25 that they're going to come rolling off the line, and they signed that contract for the Ukraine aid effort, you could feel the war machine starting. It was horrible. It was the worst feeling I've ever sensed in my. I mean, you didn't just sense it; the town was shaking. Like the place, everybody's like, "What is that feeling?" Like the machine turned on.
We're under contract, you said too.
Yeah, it's under contract. They're coming off the line in 25. They're burning off the ones now for New Palestine or Palestine.
You're saying the war has to last till 25 because that's just the kickoff point.
That's just the contracts that they've got written out so far, and that's public knowledge.
Yeah, how can you afford war at this point? Like, who's going to pay for it? Let's figure it out. Are we really paying for this war, or is the uppity ups paying for it just to give us entertainment?
Wagging the dog.
Well, yeah, they have all the money at this point, so it's really not our money. We can't afford a war. We can't even feed ourselves. And our future doesn't look good for unemployment.
We're on it off the broken back of the damn donkey.
I hear the only people getting unemployment are the Mexicans coming across the border.
Yeah. It's non-existent.
We don't have jobs anymore already.
Good luck to keep it down here.
That's to keep the numbers up in the unemployment number for the percentage.
That's a good point. Why not?
It is. That's how they do it. How many people are on unemployment. Yeah. What a way to figure out the percentage. It's like, screw everybody. You don't even know what it means.
Well, at least it's based off occupancy rate here. Over in China, it's based off of capability rate.
You can still do something.
Well, they can claim people that aren't even living there. They can build ghost metropolis and then just claim all the capabilities of the occupancy instead of the actual occupancy rates. So they're, yeah, let's talk about
that. That's what that was about. Like, they were just adding more credit to their.
Yeah, they were making. There's whole ghost cities over there. There's big metropolises that would hold millions of people that are just empty.
Yeah. And then they base our salaries off here in America off of African wages. That's why they're able to keep it in. Like Wynot said, they make the unemployment numbers by shipping in the immigrants from the southern border, and then they're able to get an unemployment percentage and make it look like it's, you know, so many people unemployed, and then they're able to funnel that money that way to the immigrants, you know, whether it be in the way of a check of them, and try to be an American here in Louisiana and try to get unemployment. They tell you you got to call in, for your week of waiting or whatever. Good luck with that. You might as well call Hawaii and see if you could get the nearest surfboard company to see if you can ride the next wave. You know?
So sorry. Can we just get rid of citizenship?
We should. I think you should. I think you should be human beings.
I agree. I think it's such a fraud to make us into something that's not real at all.
I mean, look at nature.
Right.
You got a male black cat and a female white cat that's in heat. You think they care about what color it is?
They like the mix.
Well, one better too, Sarge, to add to that. What about that guy that TikTok, that Oscar, and shout out to Oscar 602, that, you know, that Oscar sent that TikTok where that guy said, you got to go into the ship, you know, and claim your statehood, you know, being the showing that you're a person.
Yeah,
and that's how you get it back. Go ahead.
You got to see the doctor and get, you know, your footprint on the paper.
Yeah.
You can't claim for real paper. Footprint. Yeah.
Yeah, he was holding up that document that Oscar sent me. You know?
He's a real life document. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, you got to go into, you're the citizen, and you got to go into the ship, right? To that federal building.
Yeah.
And get that document stating and showing that you are a real live person. And you can claim.
You're flesh and blood. Yeah, instead of. Yeah. Well, person is a noun. Person is a noun. And corporations are nouns. That's how Mitt Romney told you years ago, corporations are persons.
Right. Persona. Paper is persona, too. You think you're alive, but they're summoning you as dead in the court.
Mm-hmm. I woke up that way.
Well, that's how you wake up. You find out you're in something too deep. Don't know why.
We're blowing bubbles again.
Yeah, figure out which way's up.
Yeah.
I'm getting better at that.
Which way is way?
You know, what is, what's that other TikTok or something that Oscar sent us? We played that video, I think, with Mechanic that night. I saw it. Of that lady speaking. Cool. That lady was speaking about, you know, how they charge us income tax, which is against the law because there's no law.
It's not an entity that even exists here in the United States. It's not. The IRS is overseas. It's the Bilderbergers. It's not even a thing. It's like, I mean, it is a huge thing. It's disgusting, but it's what I'm sorry, but that's.
Yeah, and then think about this. Once we claim our, we go into the ship, and we claim that we're a real live person in a federal building, and we get that slip, you know, it's almost like we want to make that claim. That's why these suckers, you know, they're making money on these bonds, and they in the mainstream media, it's all a hush-hush. You see, because they're making money on our bonds, our living bond, which is our birth certificate. Our
birth certificate
is a bond. It's a living bond.
That's what all of these BRICS countries doing. The treasury bonds. Mm-hmm. They don't want that no more. That's to me, that's the biggest story that gets on the
loop. Yeah,
these countries are claiming their nationality. They're claiming their rights to the land. That guy on set, the free association. Shout out to him. He played the Maori tribe in New Zealand. They taken that government in New Zealand. They taken them to the ringer. You know, they have no jurisdiction over indigenous aboriginals. They taken them. I'm telling you, and I was like, wow, this is the template. That's the template.
You're saying now we know how to do it.
Yeah, it should be promoted. Absolutely. Because the UN, two things the UN did under Obama, the right to self-identification of Aboriginal Indigenous people. That's why they pushing this transgender. You got the right to self-identify these days. And the Declaration of Indigenous governments worldwide. That's two things that's going on that really not talked about, but it's talked about internationally. That's why Biden trying to attack like Uganda and Nigeria, you know, with the transgender thing. They telling Biden, you can stick it up your ass. Mm-hmm. You're not going to come to this country that's been part of British colonialism for almost since what, the 1300s? Y'all been tan up those countries. And now they sticking up for what they learned. They learned all of this through trial and error. And they're not going to make that error no more. That's what's going on.
I agree. And the world order doesn't like it because it's spreading.
Yes.
And we're all capable of this. It's like after you realize what has happened, who would set up a world like this, and why are we still doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole world, not just,
that's just like,
yeah, go ahead.
It's so symbolic, so symbolic. You got the lowercase king representing the queen. As the transgender, the man trying to be the woman.
That's
she has the ovaries. You cannot duplicate that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the queen that just died. I'm just going on some biology and esoteric.
Is that the real purse strings?
Say it again.
That's you're gonna get me for that one.
So yeah, it's the crown. The crown. The crown is the, and the Bible is the Sadducees, Pharisees, and the crown actually is the Templars. The Templars and the Queen. There you go.
Like a chess game is what it
reminds me. Exactly, exactly.
And all the moves too. Mm-hmm.
It's like sound check, Mike. Check, 1, 2.
Aspment, right? The one that you can pass over something. Just get out of my way.
Is this thing on? If you gotta ask, probably not.
You're on.
I know. I was just, it was the mic check. It was check 1, 2. Bad chess joke.
How about we give out the number again if anybody wants to try that? It's 484. Oh, I can't even read it. It's 604. 0081. I actually can't see that good. I'll read it again with some magnification. It's 484-604-0081. And I really can't tell you if I can figure it out either, just so you know. But I do know that you have to watch the number because you might have to type back in to get somebody in. But we'll try. And so, Sarge, I've been waiting, like wanting to, you know, get you to this subject since I knew you. You know, because it's like our status needs to change. That's the number one thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the ultimate goal is a loyal title.
And, right, having a right to live.
Yes. Yes.
And
there's a lot of tracing because we all mixed up. We're all mixed up. The language is mixed up.
Yeah. I don't think we're mixed up. I think what we're doing is figuring it out, and we're really close to, you know, coming to a conclusion here on, you know, what's possible even.
Like, what are the repercussions of, like, losing citizenship? I mean, what, you know, there'll be things that'll be lost and given up with that, too. But I'm not saying that one outweighs the other, just, you know, comparing and contrasting to say, you know.
It's a great question. And the real truth is nothing. Like, they're not really allowed to hold you to, like, say that, you know, you have to be a citizen to have.
Well, it's a. Get insurance through the state, things like that. That they do require that those proofs of identity of citizenship.
I think
for Social Security, for disability.
And I could be, but I think Sergeant might know like what I'm going for. I don't think they have a right to do anything to us. And what they're trying to do is make it seem like you're going to lose something if you're not under their thumb. But I think the real truth is that we're under a creator, and none of this, like all of this is made up. I could make it up. You're just not going to believe me, and I could do so much better at it. And any one of us can, because, you know, just wanting to live, you know better than what somebody's telling you to live like. So this whole thing is a waste of time, and they're going to make you, well, I shouldn't say it that way, but they want you to think that you have nothing You're not going to.
Right. So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. How do you think the world would take it if they knew that they could go inside of a federal building, and if we could be allowed, you know, someone would stand with the people of the world, okay? Whether they took 1,000 or 10,000 lawyers to stand with the people because of the fact that they only stand for their damn selves, and they would stop standing for themselves and start standing with the people, because the law states that they've been making millions of dollars off of us, off of our birth certificate. Now, what do you think is going to happen once tens of millions of people wake up to this cold, hard reality? What do you think is going to happen then?
Just to clear things a little bit, it's death. So they're not making money. They're going in debt. Go ahead, Sarge.
It's going on now. A lot of people are waking up. A lot of people.
Well, they start coming to our children. They started getting.
They're catching up.
They're killing our children. They're trafficking.
But it's the information. The information is, you got different platforms coming up every day. Different podcasts.
And you know, they're cashing in on these kids' bonds already. It's like they're not even of age to be cashing in on yet, and they're doing it, and they're taking them, putting them into their system, doubling down on their efforts and that dark energy, and taking $2 off of every dollar back. And it's like, what the heck? Because, and then their kids are gone. And then, like, it's like, my friend's got, mind you, one of my buddies has got, like, 8 children. And 3 of those kids are, like, straight in the, and that's not, 3 of those, and I'm not trying to make, it's, like, excuse me for, you know, making this a thing. It's not a thing. I didn't make it that way. But these blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids that are becoming, they've come, you know, they're not going in just into the impoverished areas anymore. They're coming into this, like, up these, like, middle-class homes, and because it's easier. They can go back out, and their car's not going to be on blocks, and, like, the window's smashed out because that service worker's coming in trying to take the kids. No, not in suburbia. They can come in, and they come out, and everybody's going to be all compliant and happy and smiling, and here's my kid. They're like, no, here you go. I'm just kidding. It's not quite like that, but I think it's happened to enough people that it's time to wake up and see that they're taking our children too. They came for us. Now they're coming for our kids. It was easier to say when it was us because we were of majority age. We could choose, but these kids don't get to. And I bet there was a study done, if you compared, and I hate to do this, but there's this thing called parent alienation that happens, and it can happen through the kids being put through the system or just these split household situations that are going on. It happens to a lot of kids. But I bet if you looked at this percentage of mass shooters that happened in their adulthood or even in the high school years, and you compared it to kids that have gone through some kind of experience in parent alienation, I bet you'd find a real, real direct tie.
Well, you can actually trace it back to almost like MK Ultra, like they're setting up our children.
They're grooming them.
Yeah. And we don't give them anything better to do. Like I keep saying, yeah, better, you do better.
Simulation game. They're giving them a simulation war. They're pre-exposing them, and it's not just inappropriate content. It's like they're actually putting little soldiers together.
Well, what happens when you have psychiatrists for 100 years figuring out how to program us? Not helping us.
They're not even psychiatrists that they're putting the kids through. These are state licensed, like through like a certification process. It's not even an accredited thing. It's through the state to delegate and say that this is a qualified person to give your kid mental health, because now they got to go through mental health situation, you know, helpings, because we took them out of your house. So now they're all messed up in their head. Now we're going to put them through our counselors that aren't even like qualified. I'm sorry, but that's
the drugs. Get the grandparents to raise the children, and
then
in control of all the children's like learning and stuff. The grandparents aren't going to protect the children.
There's a reason that grandparents don't have children. I mean, they have their kids. It's like a different, just a generational gap thing. That's not natural in the process.
But I'm saying they've got this all set up to break down the family and destroy the children's minds so that they don't come against them in the future. Yeah. You know, what kind of lessons are they going to learn nowadays? We were lucky to learn what they didn't realize we were learning. Mm-hmm. So now they realize what we learned, they're not going to let it out anymore. Like, look at what Sargent can do. I can do it even. We could take down this whole system and just make it, like, easier to live. Why scarcity?
what I try to do with a lot of these youngsters, I tell them, you're going to have three, four skills. You're going to have to know at least two, three languages. And that ain't nothing new. That's how they did in the medieval times, you know, 1600s, 1700s. People knew two, three different languages. They knew carpentry, plumbing. They knew how to use a square. They knew how to use a measuring tape. You're going to have to know those things. Because they're not going to teach you that in school.
Yeah, you got to carry a pen.
but that's the real value, is stuff that you can do, and you're really not giving it away because you always have it. And you're teaching others, too, what they can do. And it's not the money system that they made up. Like, that's not going to work because it keeps putting more debt on it.
It leads to self-sufficiency. That's what it leads to.
The more you can do, yes.
You really be independent. Mm-hmm. You know, because, like, I got a lot of friends that's carpenters. The main problem they run into is those permits. You know, to change a little wire, you got to pull four or five different permits on the property. Mm-hmm. You know, that was here in the 30s.
Hey.
It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crick Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hi, this is Robert Stanley. I'm the host of the Unicus Report, where we explore enigmatic events taking place both on and off this world. Please join me Mondays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio. Freedom's Lips.
What if I can even make my...
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello out there.
Hey, I'm going to be that guy and go, is it .com or .org? Freedomslips.org?
.org.
Okay.
It's .net. Freedomslips.net. Freedomslips.org.
Okay.
Right. And so, revolution.radio too works.
Okay. Thanks.
And why not? The archives are, what is it, Freedom Rocks or something like that?
The archives are Rev Radio and then Rocks for the password. And it has an exclamation point after the S. So it's ROCKS. With an exclamation point. That's the password. The archives are free for the last year or so. This station.
And if they
want
to call in, it's at 484-604-0081, right?
You got it. Thank you. That's so much better than the way I do it. She's got the best voice here.
She'll be a good press secretary.
There you go. Go for the... the highest one in the land.
Well, yeah, I usually am.
Exactly. Well, it's the highest council here. Even without Scott. I think what it is it's like, you know, we were talking about on the other show, like, you relax. You want to relax sometimes. The guy that used to sell me weed used to say, "Relax," you know, like it's just how you share, you know, good times with each other. It's like, you know, you used to give flowers. You can't get a nicer flower than this to give to each other.
It's the most beautiful flower. Oh, it's a good flower. That's a very expensive flower for comparatively, but
you're worth it, right?
I mean, my head is for sure.
We are worth it.
There's a difference between heady and dank, and like, I mean, seedless is good. What are we doing today? We're doing Blue Ohio Sour Diesel, Blue Ohio Maybe. Dream.
So I'm glad that worked out in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't do too bad.
Well, she does better than I do. This neighborhood's not easy.
Oh. I mean, when I was pregnant some years ago, I had morning sickness a bit, and instead of taking the pill that is directly tied to having birth defects, which is for morning sickness, it didn't make much sense to me. So I started looking, trying to see what effects, because I'm like, I know cannabis will quell that nausea. It does it for a lot of things. And I started trying to find studies on what the detrimental effects, you know, as you know, they look at the first things that could go wrong always, what those effects would be. And there wasn't much done on it. The only studies that I could find were actually published from Jamaica, because here in the States, this was like 9-10 years ago, because they didn't have it medically yet anywhere, really, besides California, Prop 415. Thank you guys for that. Oh, man. But, it was cutting off the oxygen flow was the only detrimental thing that was actually tied to the smoking it while in utero. And so if you had lifesavers or candy, it was really a lifesaver. I mean, everybody's different. Everybody's body's, that's, the only thing that was tied to it was speech delay. And I was kind of looking at myself and looking in the mirror like, well, if that kid gets a speech delay, he's lucky. It's my kid.
Yeah, but you had to do your research and you had to go, way to Jamaica, the Creoles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why there's a war against holistic doctors. People that study for themselves. There's a war against that.
People that can feel it.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're killing us off. They're killing them off.
Well, when you do holistic and natural, you can feel the changes. You can feel your body. You can tell how it works.
Well, with we're giving it the ability to heal itself. It's preventative treatment. It's not treatment-based care. It's entirely different. And yeah, of course, the system that is based upon profit and not people is going to be based around treatment care. They want to wait till there's a problem and then take care of it then, instead of being able to spot the signs. This is like we were talking. We started off talking about this like shadow, this dark, the light work in the darkness and such. And I don't like the term light worker myself. Even though I do try to be a source of light in the darkness. We can kind of tell where the darkness is after a while when we have run from darkness for so long, or we've been basing it on treatment-based medicine. We realize that this is just going to – the darkness is going to get stamina. It's going to keep running after us until we sit down and deal with it. And that's how it kind of works with our systems too and our bodies. It's like you can run from an issue for so long. But once you've done that enough where you've sat with your darkness or sat with this illness, you can kind of shine your light in the direction that it generally comes from at the right time and catch it without shadows. And like you can sort of preemptively strike these bits of darkness before they become real pains in the ass and they're chasing after you. And they sure don't want that, because then they can't sell us the pills that are going to get us hooked, that are going to propagate this system that is the pill machine, the war machine, whatever. It's, yeah. They don't want
where they actually cause the problem by not keeping you healthy, and then they're going to give you no cure, by just treating the symptoms of the problem, because you're not eating good. It's so simple. Like, if you go back to nature, you get more minerals and stuff, because the farmers don't put them all back. There's like 80 or 90.
That's what Enrich did. Yeah, Enrich. They take it out and they put it back into a shell.
Yeah, they use it for other things like vitamins and supplements and stuff. And then your food doesn't have everything in it, because they're using it to make it profits.
Mm-hmm. And they only have to put in 25% of the actual, like if it's a vitamin or supplement product on the shelf at a general consumption store like Walmart or whatever, the things, the big whatever box chain stores, shall we say, they only have to have, say it says 100% of your vitamin C. It really has to only have 25% of that listed content due to not being regulated by the FDA, which I don't think the FDA should regulate everything. I'm just saying that they have that ability, and that's like an honesty and truth and advertising kind of thing. And do you really trust these companies to not be putting 75% buffer product? I mean, these are the same people that are probably opening the borders to the fentanyl and throwing the cut in the pills that used to. It's changed across the whole market. It really has. It's just been sad in the last like 15, 20 years.
After so many years, you start to see the pattern. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
They're changing it, though. It's not even the pattern. Like, we used to, at least when self-regulated, not to say it was an industry, but bear with me, incriminating like self for others. I knew some folks that would press these ecstasy pills back in the day. And there was a couple websites, actually, that regulated to this, with the content of these pills. You actually would list, like if you were making those yourself, if you were doing them, if you had a press, you would list what was in there, so that was like the thing. It was an open information source so that people could check what they were getting. And like, it was based upon like honesty to some degree, but it was also based on the panel test that they would swab and that's kind of stuff. I mean, for goodness sakes, the websites on the black market were more regulated than the crap that's on the shelves that we're buying and putting into our kids now. That's bullshit.
Exactly.
Trust me, I've been
because
on both ends of it.
Bar isn't so high when it comes to making money. But when you go to the street level, the streetwise people wouldn't do something wrong to each other because it would come back to them.
Well, they are now, unfortunately, because it's becoming, it's been geared even further because the same sources that dropped it on Slim and Slick Rick and stuff way back, they're now dropping, they're opening the borders, letting the fentanyl through because they weren't. When you start finding an opiate of that degree in your amphetamine products, then you know that something is broken real bad, because even like the biggest drug addict, like unless they're not going for those two. No, you don't mix those two things. That's not even the thing that like anybody's going for.
You know, they came out with the vaccine. You know, I shouldn't even say that it was a bioweapon. I think it was Judy Mikovits that was saying that, you know, all of the vaccines have trace elements of all the things that they've been playing with since the beginning, back in the 50s and stuff. And so they can't just filter all that stuff out. It keeps
you're on the side of mercury.
So my point is that it's like a witch's brew. So when they first came out
Sorry.
You're wrong.
You'd say snake oil or something. Don't say witch's brew. Come on now. Give us a little more credit.
But my point is that you can't filter stuff out. It's like even in our water, all the glyphosates and everything that's in the soil, and you know, it all goes into the water. And yeah. it's in the umbilical cord. They trace so many thousands of chemicals now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prozac's in like 85% of our water. I might know somebody at the American Water Works National Conference right now that is, it's really not pretty.
So you know, like they start this stuff, and 30 years later, when we start to see the effects, is when we figure out what they really know. And this is how criminal it is. It's like they really did do the research and thought they could get away with it.
Well, that's why they want us on treatment-based, so they can keep 30 steps ahead or 30 years ahead of us. That's why they want us on that. You know, it's illegal in the United States. In the American Medical Association's journals of studies, you are not able to even publish a study based around nutrient or vitamin supplementation of any kind of treatment. They can't use those words together. They can't even study it. They can't publish anything. No. They can't even publish the studies even without those words. It's not even the buzzwords that trigger them off now. They can't. They're just not allowed to do it. Like, they're trying to close down the Hippocrates Center for Health, which is, the guy said, let food be thy medicine and medicine thy food. And this is kind of an ancient thing that's been going on for some beginning.
Well,
people.
I think the Hippocratic Oath is optional now.
That's disgusting. That's when it's broken. That's when we need to stand up and say, hey, this is not even proper.
Well, nothing's proper anymore. It's in our face, and that's what the whole trans movement is, and transgesters.
It's a ploy. It's a thing, though, to make us fight, too, because they were doing the biggest trade agreement act signing when they started making this fight about trans stuff.
I said that. He said transgester because it's really just to joke with us. You know,
that's like a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he slipped. And you know, some of these slips are the truth, and the interesting thing is he's possessed. And I think that the thing that possesses him is just playing with him like a puppet and just showing us how much power it has.
Same puppeteer, different puppets every time.
A big hand up his ass, he's just doing what he's, you know, what he's been programmed to do. Which is fool everyone. He got the presidency from his basement. Nobody even came to his things. He actually campaigned it at my old high school, which is the smallest, stupidest school to go to. I couldn't believe he picked that one. But it shows you the hell world that he's in. You know, like, that's how crazy this world is. It's like the hell world is what's giving us jobs and you know, stealing all the money and stuff. And
committing high dollar crimes and stealing babies on Christmas.
Yes, and if they keep us all like this, they can feed off of our energy, being bad energy, because we're all, like, can't make our bills. Just stupid shit like that. And the other world gets enough to live off us. And the other thing is it makes us weak so that we can't stand against the other world. Because it's like we don't even know what's going on here, the way that we've been programmed. Go ahead.
as you know, I'll take the scapegoat hood. I don't even care, judge as you will. But I have actually felt in my existence in the last few years, after coming out of this like traffic and all this other things that were kind of nasty, that were these high dollar crimes at the top of it. It really is sad when.
It's all about the money. No, go wherever you want to go.
No, my I have this trauma response where my brain will try to like block something when it gets too uncomfortable, and then I have to stutter step and dance back around it and reapproach it. And so I kind of like blocked where the heck that was going, and that sucked. I just totally like deflected my own past. Shit.
It comes back anyway when it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But I think everything's in time.
Yeah. I remember now because I'm crispy, but I have actually felt there before when I was getting into traffic, not on purpose, but was being finding the situation at hand. I felt really geared to, it was like I was on drugs. And at that time I was not, I had actually come off. I was very clean and sober. I mean, I was smoking weed. I'm sorry, but whatever. That's not drugs. That's medicine. That's a plant. But, I was feeling like I was, for lack of better terms, tweaked out, and I wasn't doing any speed of any kind. And so when I found myself running from these adrenochrome sucking vampire extortive people, they were people, they're monsters, that they will do that. And I literally felt like I'm doing amphetamines to stay ahead of the adrenochromes or to even keep up with not dying by their hands. And that's sick. And that's a horrible way to live. And that is not, I'm a beta tester. Like, here you go, guys. This is what's coming. And it sucks, but we got to do it now because they're going to just gear up. They're not going to stop eating babies. Sorry. It's uncomfortable.
Well, if we figure it out, they really can't get away with things like that.
Yeah, that's a big thing to break because it's a lot of money in there.
Well, the money's almost over. It's really doesn't count
anymore. Too, because they're picking us off one by one. They're singularing us out. They're making us feel distanced and isolated, and they're separating us out from the rest of the pack. That way they can pick off the weakest ones that they've already weakened out by freaking gnawing on their leg while they're sleeping or whatever. Like.
The best way of putting things. I love it. Clean in two feathers. I just taking it all in.
I think it's interesting.
It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
I wish I could make this stuff up. I can't. Nobody would.
No. You know, I keep saying that we're in Revelation, and the shit's obvious now. And really, they're putting it in our face to show how like bold they are, that they can do anything and get away. And that's when we start asking questions like, you know, what is a citizen and why? Why would we even do something somebody makes us do at all?
Of the questions I've asked, like, mind you, just this last, yesterday was the anniversary of one of my pals, one of the lead guitarists for Acoustic Hookah, John Mullins, rest in peace, John. But I have several multitudes of times been speaking out and been talking to just amongst groups of friends, even in like the scene or whatever you want to call it, in this, you know, cult, this countercult, whatever sure thing that's going on that was like a good safe haven of sorts. But I would be shushed and said, shh, you can't talk about that. You shouldn't say that. That's why that you're going to end up like John. And I'm like, that's why we have to say something, because they isolated him out and then they picked him out. Like, this is the guy who throws two shows a year with like 10,000 people in front of him each time. And like, not to mention the touring that they did and everything, and been doing it for like 27 years, and they had a following. And so if they can isolate somebody like that and pick him out in like a counterculture scene like that, that's pretty heavy duty. And that's when we need to stop hiding our kids and hiding our wives and not saying shush, because you're gonna end up like John saying, hey, let's get like, let's protect this person that knows this stuff, because there's more of us than there is of them, and we can help, and we cannot let genius artists die because they are smart enough to ask a few questions that might be a little different than like a box situation, because whatever reason it might be, it's probably not a comfortable one that they had to see that. But you know, maybe not being so geared to look at this counterculture as counter indicative to you, or like not just in general as a whole, just as like, you know, somebody that's counter instead of this trans, maybe it might look counter even, but just because it's a counter doesn't mean you can't set some food, some sustenance on it and share a meal.
It's possible these days that we could like signal each other with a phone button, you know, like an app or something. Mm-hmm. And I've heard of it like different places where, you know, everybody in an area could be like-minded to come out and help if you was in need of something. You know, like it's possible these days to change the way we do things or how we, you know, get through this like time that we're in, you know, where you think there's a lot of dark, but we can put light on it easy. Go ahead.
It's just that compounding interest thing again. By to get our interests together, we don't have to have the same interest. We can actually respect each other in our difference of interest. What I feel like a big tipping point will be is when we are able to differentiate or make the difference mm-hmm. between objective observation and opinion. And that's huge. It really is, because communication breakdown is the biggest source of all conflict. When you get rid of the money concept, money's the biggest source of conflict. When you come next and it's communication breakdown, it's because we don't understand each other. That's it. And that's just a matter. It's communication. It's women, especially. We all do it. It's not a man. It's not a woman. It's human nature, or not human nature, but it's not natural. I don't think.
I think what's natural is to live, and we've been fooled into what life is.
Well, we want to communicate. That's the natural gearing, I think, to communicate. Right. And we naturally are going to look at those that we're most like in a fashion of most criticizing or critique. We're going to have the highest critique and most criticism for the people that we are more like, because we see those things more that we don't like in those people because they're like us. And we use these words that are quick to make a shutdown happen in the communication pathway. I mean, I'll use just in general. Anyway. I mean, across the board, you know, these words like for a junkie, an alcoholic, an addict, a recovery. I mean, I have seen these words get grabbed from, and these are all buzzwords. My phone went ding. So, but these buzzwords that are being like, I mean, it's gotten pretty far, really. When recovery is a word that even addicts own and then will jump on you for using in a fashion in regard to like, I healed out loud. I was on Facebook and on the social media pages doing this really awkward thing that was pretty vulnerable and was not very comfortable, but I was doing it in public and I was healing out loud from some real messed up stuff. And I found that like, and I could, you know, I could stomach it. It wasn't the thing, but I was actually sitting there talking about the PTSD situation. I gave the details to some, I gave a trigger warning. I'm not doing it here, but with the trigger warning and all that. And then I was sitting there smoking a cigarette and I had a beer in front of me. And I said that I was in recovery for PTSD and da, 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 da. I actually had folks jump on there that were recovering addicts or whatever you want to call it, you know, that weren't using, so I don't know. And they wanted to jump on me about my beer and cigarette. And I'm like, did you miss the point? When did the beer and cigarette become the bigger deal than like the rape and the human traffic thing that I was talking about? Because I was using these because of the other thing. And yes, they are coping mechanisms and I'm not exactly proud of them and trying to like splay them in your face here. But this is not the point. Like, did you miss the thing? And like, it's really just becoming, it's gearing us to disconnect from one another. And like, I was even able to find solace and can find this thing. This was a weird one to find, but in my own mind, and bear with me because it's probably a weird concept to grab, but sometimes you have to look at it, and because everybody was geared to say one of two things. At the bottom line, it could fall into one of two categories. When I had people responding to the trauma things that I was trying to be publicly, whatever, engaging with, and it would go, oh my gosh, I've experienced something similar in my life. This is what I experienced from a place of empathy. How can I help? Or if you ever need anything, you know, whatever, just can I do something? Here's what I got on empathy. And then you get, well, maybe I've been there, done that. And maybe you were wearing something and asking for something. And as much as that one sounds real bad, like what were you wearing? What were you asking? Nobody's ever deserves what happens. Like when it's taken from them without their consent, that is not what I'm saying here. But what I am saying is sometimes when we're going scuba diving, we put on scuba gear. Sometimes when we're going to outer space, we put on spaceship suits. Sometimes that's what we're doing. So that's not the problem. You know, it's just, so it's like hearing this talk to be away from a pointed objective observation. Like, it's really not, let's just observe somebody's space and let them be in their case, because sometimes they just need energy bounced around outside of their own head, and letting them be in that sense, and then asking them for consent if they want a solution or an idea or an opinion. Then we can ask if they want that, because sometimes people aren't ready for it. Most of the time, if you got to give it to them, they're not going to take it because they didn't come up with it anyway. And but we want to fix things for people because we care. We love them. It's not from a place of bad that they're trying to help us. And so if we can allow that space, I think it's a good place to start and get rid of like a lot of these stigmas and these concepts as a big whole are huge to tackle. Like, oh my gosh, is she talking about racism? Is she talking about classism? Is she talking about disparity? Like, no, I'm talking about just separation of all of us and communication. I might not agree with the way that you do something or the thing that you're doing, but dang it, if you're not free to do it and you're not like in a space, like as long as you're not harming anybody else's case, like I'll straight defend that space and make sure nobody else is screwing with it either. Like, it's not even a matter of what you say. It's what you do. It's the ability to empower you.
All of us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because, you know, like we sense for each other in a way, and we also see each other's issues in a way. I don't know how to put it, but it's like we can't really see ourselves even though we look in the mirrors. As, you know, as much as what we do, we think, what does somebody else see in us? You know, and it's like this interpretation that you have to, you know, interpret yourself just because of what other people think and stuff. And it's so complicated. Like, I really think it's amazing that children pretty much grow up okay, and that, you know, in their 20s or 30s, they get at least past their childhood lessons and stuff and become something, most of us. You know, because I think a lot of it is our upbringing. It's how we treat each other by what we've seen or maybe what others got away with or something. You know, because what do we have to go on? You know, and the big issue is, what do you feel like once you've, you know, done something that you shouldn't have? Isn't that what we're doing here is really just adding up all the different things that we communicate like with each other, the memories of it? Hard to be yourself. That's what I think I'm getting at.
Yeah. It's hard to, they've geared it to feel so judged and critiqued instantly. We're not geared to, we're not even taught in our nature or nurture in the schools to mirror back the people that we're not taught this like thing with physical body language, where if we're actually mirroring the effect, we can help more just by shifting how we're standing to make it like the person that we're engaging with, so they can feel more comfortable to uncross their arms. You can, you know, if you find somebody's closed off and their body language is tight and short and you come into their bubble space, you can then show by just, you meet them where they are, you match the body language, and then you ease the guiding, you just gently, you know, with your own energy, relax yourself, and then the other person will do the same. And it goes with anything. It's a matter of, if you see something that's bothering somebody, instead of getting that's bothering you about somebody or that they're trying to fix and find a solution that you see, you can't tell them the answer, but you can mirror back what they're exactly telling you that got you the answer. You can give that right back to them.
My favorite word is wonder, you know, like wonder what you think and stuff. You know, like we wonder all the time about things. But you meet somebody and you wonder what they're like. And it's so interesting, like, how different we all are. Mm-hmm. So the world is amazingly interesting. Mm-hmm. But when you start judging, like, you know, we can all judge pretty well after so long.
We're not judges.
Yeah, I don't think that we're supposed to be that way, like judges. What I see it like is we're supposed to have a life and let live, and whatever somebody does is not on us, it's on them. So,
and other people, you know, taking, like, you as none of your business.
Right. And I don't want to know what sex life is like, so don't tell me everything. I don't need to know. I don't see how that works. But I think we're all capable of great things, but a lot of this is just distractions from what we really came here to do. You know, like this time that we're in, we're so ready for something big.
But we're so geared on that distraction thing that it's become a national epidemic of sorts, this ADHD, where we can't focus more than 30 seconds because this programming from the 30-second scroll of our screens has got our brains actually rewiring to not be able to do that thing. And from top branch down, they got puppets going off one direction, and then they've got shit in the other hand, and they're trying to smack it together, and it's like, wow, oh my gosh. Yeah, it's just totally, we're not getting it from anywhere that we are able to be wandered and not get lost. It's really hard to wander and not get lost anymore. That's not the case, really. You can wander, you should wander and not get lost, but you're leading you down.
Never get lost and really not get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So, that totally happened to me. I was trying to get to... I had to go to the front gate of this show, but there was this walk through these really dark woods, and it was like a 20-minute walk through the woods to get to the front gate thing. And that was kind of hard at that time of the day, the night, whatever. And it was a really dark woods, and it had been a rough year. I did not want to walk into these dark woods by myself. But darn it, I did. I got to that front gate. I got my ticket dropped off for my friend who was supposed to come. And then I got lost on the way back, and I made the biggest circle, and I... went down this rabbit hole, and I ended up stuck in the middle of those woods that really weren't even that big. But I just went the wrong direction a few too many times. And either way, that can happen. I mean, it's just a parallel for it's easy to do. It's not that we don't have compasses geared into us anymore like we used to. The magnetics have gotten all screwy because of the phones and the resonance that we carry in our pocket.
Yeah, I hear we have so many, like thousands of magnetic references in our system, but we don't sense things like we're supposed to. We come here with all the possible senses, but nobody knows how to use them, so we kind of stumble until we figure out. We even love to actually be like, you know, that deep that you can let go like that in this world. especially with everyone divorcing everyone.
I've never been a big fan of institutions. I don't know, man. That's just it just sounds like a scary place, institutions. Sounds like jail. Like that's an institution, like a mental institution, like a jail? Like, oh, you mean marriage. Oh, okay. Gotcha. I'm just joking. It's like a color on walls. It's like institutional.
My favorite thing about the marriage is that it's till death, you know, but you live forever. So how does that work?
Oh, gosh. They wouldn't sell anybody on it then.
Exactly. So that makes you realize that, you know, who you really are. Because this is very temporary. Yeah. And in another place, it wouldn't be like this at all. There's gotta be so much more than this. That's a joke.
She's shit eating grin on my face right now. It's kind of funny. I think I just went to like three different parallels and checked in. Like, hey guys, did you hear that?
I think there's so much to see, and maybe we're not allowed. Like when I was growing up, airplanes were so special. All the children wanted to fly and be a pilot. You know, but the only pilot you were going to probably get was in the Air Force or something. And if you knew somebody and all that, you know, was the job everybody wants. Yeah. So I always thought, you know, like it's a time of flying. You know, you know, we could all be doing that and visiting and seeing so much more.
I got a thing with flying.
Go ahead.
It can be an acronym, and it kind of works in that sense where you first love yourself. Fly. Get fly. It's like the hardest thing to do. We're not really geared to fly, but we are, because it's like the root thing. It's not selfish when it's selfless. It doesn't have to be a selfish kind of love. If you are loving yourself in a selfless way, it is possible. It's not just oxymoronic. It really isn't. But that's where we've been geared and different, to not feel love in its natural sense. Once again, we're being geared in all these basic processes from a very, very young age. And when they weren't able to do that anymore because of the information age that dawned and that was fully spawned, they then grabbed our children up and out from under us and said, well, we're going to do it our way anyway.
Information age. Interesting age.
Well, it's a digital age we're in now. We just switched out of the industrial age. We just got off the assembly line age. We're off of it now. We're still educating our system. Our system is, for the education of the children, is still somewhat, is very geared up to that assembly line. What do they call that? Dispensable. They're dispensable, you know, the repetition. And that's what that's academic bulimia, shove it all in, regurgitate it back onto the paper, walk along and forget it. And I think Two Feathers or Sarge touched in on the trade skill thing, you know, the apprentice situation, doing it that way and actually having applicable life skills when you come out of it, instead of this like ability for academic bulimia. Everybody comes out with an eating disorder for their learning ability. Like, what? And that's the digital age. It's totally shifted. The brain doesn't even work in that fashion anymore. We've shown that in science, like, right?
That's what technology is for. That's what they figured out.
What is?
How to split a child's brain psychology.
Oh, there's actually some really interesting work that's been done with that. I'm not a parenting book person ever. I don't think a book should tell us that stuff. There was one called The Whole Brain Child that gave an amazing description, not of splitting it, but of the how it was developing as more a house, and looking at it as in, like, not just left and right, but the basement, the foundation, the upstairs, you know, when you walk up there and it's not totally finished, there's still like there's no roof, and like and that kind of way. It really gave some interesting. Didn't just split left and right. But yeah, they are trying to do that. They do have the science behind it, and they're gearing it against us. Once again, we're not getting the information until after they have utilized it to back end us and screw us with it. And then they got it all. They're on to the next step by the time we are getting the first ones in. It's pretty messed up.
Well, that's how it works.
No, it's going to break. Sorry, excuse me.
That is correct. We're at the last stage of what they can get away with.
I got a stick. Let's get in the wheel and the gears.
Liz, I can't see my screen for some reason. And the new phone, I can't figure out. Is Two Feathers with us?
We lose everything?
Yeah, I'm still here.
There you go. So what do you think?
About what?
How funny we are. That's what it is. I can't even figure out how to get my screen back. That's what's funny.
I can't roll this joint. It's pissing me off. I've been trying to do this for like 10 minutes.
Trying to get out of here.
That was my only problem.
Take it.
I figured it out.
That was my only problem.
Oh, it's not my only one. I'm doing it on a tray that says, please don't pet my peeves.
Sergeant's with us too, I think.
Yeah, I just came back. I had a couple of calls came through.
Yeah, I thought I'd be back. Thanks for being there.
Mm-hmm. I tried.
That's what you said. That's why I couldn't.
You tried.
No, try. Just do and do not.
It's actually fun, isn't it? Like, what we're going through, how can you take it so hard?
Because there's been a lot of dicks.
Isn't that the whole point? You can explain that pretty well, right? Talk about it. Well, don't put that point on it.
Don't slip
well,
and
I put a little article in there when you was talking about flying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was in for nine. So if you want to check that out, they named a part of the moon after him.
Oh, that's cool.
There it is.
I saw a guy build a styrofoam airplane and fly in it.
Styrofoam's so bad.
He only went across the cornfield, but he made it, like, work.
With all that styrofoam.
Yeah. Incredible, like, what we can do now in our garage. Because it's all automatic machines.
Yeah, because they give the Wright brothers all the credit of flying.
I totally agree, Sarge. Isn't it amazing what America can do?
When you got the right environment.
You have people that listen to you, believe it.
Well, nowadays you got to show them.
That's
video, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, even that doesn't count all the time nowadays.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. You're right. As Megan Thee Stallion so aptly put it, it never happened if the dick wasn't banging.
We wouldn't be here.
That's a funny name, Meg Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion. She's a badass. She's pretty slick.
That's what we're going to give you a no. Cindy here calls herself Cinder, like Cinderella. But she's a good Cinder.
Cinder is what's left in the fire after the embers go out. That's what a cinder is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the stuff that's not ashes blown in the air.
It's the good stuff.
Phoenix rising.
They were going to throw me in that fire, man. I was like, I'm not an effigy. I'm a real person.
she says she loses one shoe a lot.
There is a show called Phoenix Rising. It's called Pyro. And it's like a Burning Man sense in the sorts. They don't actually have an effigy, but they have like a log cabin fire. And I was in the middle of that at one point. It was kind of wild. We had to make like little mini fires to set in the log cabin to get the whole thing burning because it was a 60-foot fire, like the cabin was. So, excuse me. That was a very interesting show because I sat down at this place, the Imagination Station, your creation station, and it was just a meditation space. And I sat there and I was processing a lot of stuff. And I was wrapping up, like I was like sitting there wiping my face off a little bit, and it was dark as light. And this girl she comes up, she's crying too. And she goes, "That was the most beautiful thing. That's the saddest." Like, and I'm like sitting there thinking, did I say that out loud? I thought I was thinking that. And she's like, "No, you didn't say anything out loud. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to like be in your space, but I could hear you." And I was like, "Oh, whoa, that's a weird thing to say to somebody." And she starts recounting some of this back. And I'm like, "Okay, she's not joking. That's real." And and then asked if I go ahead.
No, sisters can feel each other.
Sometimes if we listen quietly or if we, if we are projecting loudly or a combination of both, it's not intentional always. But the more we hone it, the more it can be. I almost blocked out this like part though. I got to go through this. She asked if I wanted to come and help with the raw chocolate beans, and I'm like, "Well, yes." And so we made this slurry with just the cacao, the raw cacao from the different regions of the Mayans and the Incans and the Aztecs, Guatemala and Panama and such. And it was cool because like the ones from Guatemala had a really buttery flavor to just the bean itself, and the ones from Chile were spicy, and it was so neat. And then I got on stage in front of 8,000 people and told like the worst, most horrible thing in the world that had ever happened to me, because she asked me to get up there and tell a bunch of people but the same thing that I had just sat there and thought. And that's when I realized things were going to get real fucking weird. Excuse my mouth, sorry. But yeah, that was Pyro. That was Phoenix Rising. So yeah, Cinders. I didn't do that. My parents were wonderful and gave me that name Cinderella. But it's not my fault.
It's interesting. You follow the whole Pyro event.
So. It was sort of circumstantial situation. It just sort of transpired, and I don't think coincidence happens, but serendipity is super real sometimes if we let it be and we just are able to flow but have the intention. I try to do intention a lot, and manifestation comes after intention. You can manifest all you want, but you got to be careful what you ask for then. But if you walk in with intention, not with a plan per se, but with like a, you know, goal of, that's lets you exist in the moment more, not looks for the next thing, that intent while you're through the process. I think we can grab that moment and stop looking for like that keeping up with the Joneses thing so much. That loving yourself, it's not easy to do, but when you make the whole world be a mirror, you're like, oh crap, you don't have a choice. But I don't recommend that path for everybody. It's kind of intense. And I like hammocks. This is better.
I do like hammocks. Too simple. But isn't that kind of the future? Because who can afford rent one of these days?
Anybody that comes in as a carpenter and wants to help fix my house, because I need a carpenter. So anybody can afford rent that can do carpentry. Jesus. Excuse me.
Gotta watch what you ask for.
I know. I just, man. And they're asking me, why you look like Jesus? And I said, it ain't because I try. John Mullins said that, the guy that I was just saying, he passed yesterday, like some years ago. Echo. Play Loner by Acoustic Uka. Just quietly, I'll be quiet. No, they're really. These guys have been running the longest running kind of counterculture show, subculture show for, it's been 28 years, twice a year. So 94, I guess. So however many years that is. That's like quite a lot. No, this is Acoustic Hookah. I'm sorry. This is a Pyro branched off of that. Pyro is a little different. That one gets a little intense. It's a lot of fire. Their symbol is a wing nut, like the actual mechanical wing nut with wings on it. If that tells you how weird it gets. Yeah, we're a bunch of wing nuts out there. The joking subtitle is like, things up from the inside out. We coined a term. It's F around and find out. Mess around and find out, fools. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It doesn't always mean, like, it's not an affront. It might sound counter, you know, indicative or whatever, like, an argument, but if you know, screw around and find out. Like, no, sometimes it's really fun to screw around and find out. Sometimes you learn some really amazing things. Sometimes you get really messed, like sometimes it's really bad, but you gotta do that to find it out. You can't just sit by idly. If I'd have known life was going to be this much of a spectator sport, I'd have charged way more to begin with. I'm just joking. So much more.
What Fat Joe said, yesterday prices is not today price.
Free beer tomorrow?
No, we work for nothing. It's like peanuts nowadays.
I'm as an elephant in a pachydermy, somewhere back in my line, I take personal offense to that statement. I'm just joking.
Well, Washington Carver, he just figured it out, right?
And it's a solution.
He said that the plants talk.
Say it again now.
He said that the plants talk to him. I think is that right?
I said that the plants talk to me. I think that was me.
I could see that, but I was saying you told me that.
I'm not going to give that third party out. No way.
I thought it was probably right.
After a while, we wait the hours, conferring with the flowers. I only had a break.
Boy, that says a lot for all of us. If we had the time.
We all have 24.
Yeah, if you get out of the scheduled world.
You make it or something. These sounds. What is happening? I don't know. Sorry, I'm like trying to make the mute button.
I can't hear Echo, but it's funny that Echo is listening to everything you say.
It's not because I'm in the potty room and I was trying to figure out what the mute button is, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Right. You're kind of bad.
Here we go again. What do you think, guys?
What's that?
What do you think we can do next? Need a distraction.
Oh, they got some distractions for you.
I am not a shy peer, so I do not need distractions. I grew up in the locker rooms. I can dot my eyes and cross my T's, whatever.
So where is the real life with all the distractions? Isn't that what it is? In between the cracks.
It's where the lake is in.
Real life distractions.
Yeah, they keep us busy. I think that's all it is.
I was counting on the host to bring it back around. Shoot, I thought you guys were running this shit show.
I was trying to say I don't want to be the host
anymore. I was just saying.
That's my shit show.
I love this shit show. Life on the circus, it ain't easy. But.
No, free range circus, everybody watching.
Free range humans, organically grown.
Well, we got Chuckles at the helm, you know?
Yeah. Crown of
no, that's the ringmaster cannot be a clown. That'd be, oh, that is when it does turn into a shit show. That's when the elephant has peanuts in it. Oh, it's going to be a shovelful.
No, we're talking about King Charles.
That's right. He looks like a clown.
King Chuck.
That's funny.
And sure. Did y'all see that Zelensky, as he was making his round with the, going around the world and getting funded with these different type of missiles and all this funding from these different countries, France. Oh, he made a stop by the Pope.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. You had to go kiss that ring.
It's the new Robert McNamara.
Yes.
It's the new Robert McNamara. Oh, God.
Had to get that blessing from the Don.
I was like, "Damn, what's he doing with the Pope?" I thought Joe Biden was like the highest individual that he would go and see. It's like, what the Pope could do for him? Sergeant Miller?
Yeah. Shit, everything and more.
He's got all the keys.
Yeah. He does.
He does.
He's like my son.
Go ahead.
He was like my son. Let me walk you over here to our bank. As you can see, it's full of gold, and it goes about a mile, about 5 miles long, and it's all full of gold and riches, money. And what do you need? Can I get you something? Would you like a beverage?
Do you see how? Piled up all the weapons in one pile and they blew it up.
All the weapons piled up, you said?
They piled up all these weapons, including depleted uranium, and they blew up the whole pile, and now it's all, like, toxic over there and stuff. Like, they didn't have the brain not to put them all in one place. And the other thing that I heard was they blew up one of his headquarters, so I think they just killed some Americans and English people. You know, like whoever was.
And they start kicking bananas.
Well,
and
guess what?
Marshmallows.
Guess what? I heard that also that they also remember how they were so much against. I think Putin has this thing. The great mighty warrior king as hijacker, you know, puts it across.
Right, big horse now.
yeah, that Putin has this thing against this uranium.
Say it again.
I just like how you say Putin. It's cute.
Yeah, Putin. Vladimir.
Vladimir.
Great mighty warrior king. Vladimir Putin was he was stating that you know, he had a thing against you know, the U.S. Heading up these uranium warheads, anti-tanks.
Yes.
I bet he did.
Yeah. And lo and behold, like they send him more over there.
I know, that's the joke. He piles them all up in one pile.
There's a gold mine up on the mountainside, but you're never going to get it if you're never going to try. That's what he was thinking.
Well, they just blew up his pile of gold, so I think it's funny. And they looted the area. Like, how
they should make it
that?
Rain gold instead of raining uranium, and we'd be fine. Those are good.
Well, they were going to rain down on Russia with that uranium, and Russia that's where it stood. Didn't even get.
It's a break.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
I got one more to burn. And then
are you interested in paranormal, murder mysteries, or real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the crypt.
John Boys.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B.